All right, Hormel Foods just capped off a pretty great year with a record-setting quarter. Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi here now, joined by Hormel Foods CEO. Hi, Brian.
Hey, thanks so much, Alexis. Jim, always good to see you. I know your earnings call just ended. So take us through the results here. Stock's up over 5% on the results. How are you able to deliver this type of sales growth with all the supply chain bottlenecks we're seeing in this country?
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me today. And you're right, it was an incredibly strong finish to the year for our team. A record fourth quarter in terms of sales. You know, we crossed not only the $10 billion threshold, but the $11 billion threshold for the full year. So lots of great top line momentum, but more importantly, just really great supply chain work. It's been so complex, so dynamic. I always say not just day to day, and many times it's hour to hour for what's happening in our facilities. And so really that's been the key to success for us, is being able to get more product out the door to support the really strong demand that we're seeing across all channels, whether it's retail, food service, deli, international. That's made the difference for us here at the end of the year. And as we look into 2022, we've got a very strong outlook for growth, again, across the entire portfolio, across all our channels. And so we feel like there's a lot of good momentum that we have going into this new year.
Jim, one product that is flying off the shelves for you continues to be Spam. You slipped in this line on the earnings call. This is your seventh straight record year for Spam. Now, we have folks in this country, everybody's trying to eat a little healthier, yet your Spam sales continue to be hot. Who's eating Spam, and why do you keep driving these gains?
The question, Brian, is probably who's not eating Spam, right? I mean, it's amazing what we've been able to do over the last 7 years. But when you think about it, when you break it down and you think about at its core, it is an incredibly affordable source of protein, right? And so when you think about the value shopper to start with, it's a staple in their pantry. It's something that they need to be able to feed their families. And then when you think about really kind of the cultural cachet that it's gained. So as we've seen this increase in Asian influenced restaurants, you know, Spam shows up everywhere. And what we are also seeing is a change in the consumer dynamic, where you might think it's a value consumer only, or maybe a more senior consumer only. That's not true. We're seeing really broad-based consumption for the brand, but also the work that our marketing teams and our sales teams are doing to make sure that the messaging is in line with what consumers want to hear. It's led us to a seventh consecutive year of record sales. Recently, we just announced the expansion. We're putting in another line to support the growth of the business. And that's not just on a domestic basis, it's on an international basis as well. So, you know, Spam continues to grow, and we feel really confident about our ability to grow it into the future.
And Jim, I want to ask you, you know, double digit growth across all segments. So how are you sort of weathering challenges that other companies are facing? Supply chain issue, rising costs, labor, you know, wages going up as well.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is different. So, you know, when we think about some of our rising input costs, you know, we've got our raw materials that were very volatile in the third and fourth quarter. So we've had to take significant pricing actions to make sure that we're covering those. But in addition to that, there's the supply disruption that I mentioned earlier that we're seeing in our plants each and every day. We've had to navigate through that. We've also had to battle, you know, labor shortages. So being creative and tapping into non-traditional labor pools, maybe being a bit more creative in how we're staffing different shifts within our plants so that we can accommodate employees' needs. It's really thinking differently, creating solutions across our entire supply chain. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we're out there creating the demand with consumers and our retail teams, our food service teams, our deli teams, our international teams. They haven't lost their focus on what they need to do to make sure that they're creating that demand. And then our supply chain team has to be there to support it. So it really has been a total team effort to be able to deliver the kind of results that we did in the fourth quarter, and also to deliver the outlook, the very positive outlook that we've put out there for 2022.
Now, of course, Jim, Hormel's a lot more than just Spam. Other products include Applegate and Jennie-O. And I know that you recently brought Planters Nuts brand on, and that helped to add to the double-digit growth you saw in grocery sales. What's it like bringing that well-known brand into the fold?
Oh, it's great. It's amazing. The impact that it's had on the company already has been powerful. And we did it for a number of reasons. One, we saw the growth opportunity in the snacking category. And that's an area that we have been focused on to make sure that we can amplify our voice with a number of other items that we already have in our portfolio. So we're having different conversations with our customers, with Planters in our portfolio. Also to help us become more successful in the convenience store channel. We didn't really have a presence there. We had items that would fit there, but we never had the scale to have meaningful conversations. So now we have Planters as kind of the lead item and a whole host of items that we can piggyback on Planters. And then just the work that we know we can do in terms of filling out distribution. We've run this playbook before when we bought Skippy now almost a decade ago, but also thinking about how we can refresh the brand, how we can innovate in the brand, both in packaging and in flavors. So there's a lot of work that's already happening behind the scenes to make sure that we keep this brand vibrant for a really long time.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you brought that up because you did tease a host of product innovations with regards to Planters on the call, but also, as you just mentioned, a shift in packaging. My question to you is, Mr. Peanut still front and center for Planters when you do this packaging refresh?
Mr. Peanut is alive and well and will continue to be a very important part of the Planters brand for years to come.
Okay, fair enough.
we've got some great marketing that's coming out around the Super Bowl. So I wouldn't want to get in trouble with our marketing team and be tipping you off too much, Brian. But I just know that there's a lot of time and effort in packaging, in flavors, in marketing that's going to hit the marketplace in 2022. So we've got a lot to look forward to.
All right. We will have to leave it there. Jim Snee, Hormel Foods CEO, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on those results.